This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk McCallum Show.
Hello, my name is Redwood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Dirk McCallum Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organization who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby. We do support their lawyer though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations. You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse's Dirk McCallum Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello, it's me, Pinkhead. I just would like to remind you that Real Billy Film Festival is actually starting tomorrow, and which will be running through the 9th. You can learn more about Real Abilities at newyork.realabilities.org to learn more details. And you could also find their information at amcpressandco.com, which will have a link to their website, and you could check it out. So tonight, we all know how technology is coming full circle with this whole virtual wallet. How will this fare if there's some data breaches, especially with having your money just floating out in the ether?
Going who knows where.
Yeah. And to who knows what. Because I understand having an account and having debit cards, credit cards. Having a credit card or debit card connected to the ether and not at your control. Just like digital wallets. So your money is basically loading around in the ether. How does that make it? What security measures would people actually have in place? And would it even be covered by the FDIC? Because, well, with how many companies have had data breaches over the years, probably not want to risk it. That is just me. How do you feel about this whole?
The staff definitely event go down.
If it could go down if things could go down when you're having a when you're trying to just enjoy your day and use a card to gain access to a restaurant or a store, a rewards card. How does that...
Are we, like, at a gas station?
Oh, yeah. And that goes down. How does it make sense to just have something come up to the point where you go and say, oh, no, how does this work? And, oh, no, will my data be lost into the ethers of... Yeah. Because what about if company, if wherever you're at has an issue and lo and behold, you end up basically without anything. You don't get what you want. You don't get what food you want. But all
you
get
is... You don't get your coffee.
Yeah. You end up with a big, big thing of nothing.
And you better hope, like, somebody will be a good person and help you out.
Which is few and far between. Especially when people want to focus on what their needs are, too. And not only not have to worry about the stressors of other people, too. And if it came down to having a coffee or having your money, I would prefer not having it connected to the interwebs because, well... What could happen here?
It's like, what if you don't, like, carry any money around? Like, you got a big problem.
It's not just a small problem. It's a rather gigantic.
Uh-oh.
It's more than an uh-oh. It's a... Where did my money go?
Like, why can't
I don't have
my
access
money?
To it. Right. And when someone's trying, when you're unable to have something, it becomes a point of how can you how could you do certain things without risking something too? Because once you risk things, once you risk having your cash being just going into the ether,
going who knows where.
Right.
You don't know how secure those apps are. I mean, how do you know?
Yeah. And it goes to how far could you go? How far are you willing to say, how far are you willing to how far are you willing to realize, how far are you willing to just let something happen? And without your control, too.
Like how you know it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
When you want it to work.
Right. And if no one has control over it, then how could anyone think that it's going to be okay? When no one has control over things, especially, no one has truly, yes, there's control over the internet, but it also means how far are you willing to go to let someone just literally take away something that you depend on?
It could just go down like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, with how many breaches there are, how is one to handle it, too? It's not just, and some of the breaches are pretty bad. And when there's data breaches, how could someone just go and say, well, it's fine, when it's, they're risking their own income, their own monies that they have and want to have? It's almost like people don't want to see. People are willing to take the chance, but it comes with a cost. And sometimes the cost is not always worth it, too. Which tends to make me think, how far is one to really go just to get something that may or may not be the best?
Yeah.
At that point, it's just easier to, I think it will be much easier to take into account what's actually, what could actually be going on.
It's like, what,
and have.
Like, what, how can, what if you can't afford these at the prices?
Mm-hmm. And the fact, and it almost seems like having someone, having technology control monies doesn't guarantee anything.
Second. It's like, how can you actually keep track of these? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, how can I keep track of, like,
yeah.
I mean, it could change.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes having the risk doesn't always factor into rewards either. Because more and more people want to have something, it could also work against them too. Which would be very unfortunate. And on to our next, there's a gentleman in Australia who was apparently denied services just because those who are looking over his applications ruled that the person was not differently abled enough, which boggles my mind.
It's like, what?
Mm-hmm. And it shows how much more people are willing to go.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you want to live a little bit, like...
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And it's almost like, what more do you want from someone but to have the chance just to have someone not be able to do something? How does that work?
It's like, okay, I need a little help, but I also want some dignity.
Mm-hmm. And also being able to say that someone isn't as differently abled only shows how much people are not willing to actually step back and actually realize that this could ultimately be a huge negative for them, for those who want to be able to do things.
And get, like, discouraged.
Mm-hmm. And discouraging people just because you can doesn't make anything better. Actually shows how much people have not came.
It's like, it's 2019, and we're supposed to start respecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's not happening.
Right. And when people could just look at it as being good, bad, or ugly, there comes a point where sometimes you have to realize how far people are willing to go just to have just do what they're doing.
Isn't that the point, like, assistance, like,
mm-hmm,
not judge on who gets what?
Mm-hmm.
Depend on their different levels of,
yeah,
ability.
Yeah. It should be about the resources, not what they're trying to, not what, and the organization doing this this could really be a challenge, too. For them. For anyone who's wanting to get help.
And if you don't get help, like...
Mm-hmm.
You're perhaps in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're
and I would think that people would be willing to say, what are you wanting to have? What do you want to experience? Do you want something? What are you wanting to do? How could someone just be that way without going and questioning their just how they are as a person? Because if no one's willing to step up, then what good is it going to do?
It's like if you're not like good enough, like sorry.
That's terrible.
So much judgment these days, like.
Mm-hmm. And the more judging people do, the less and less actually.
The more judging you do, like, deeper the divide is. Gets.
Yeah. And once people start judging and going down this route, how's anyone going to just take a step back? And just go on doing things that they might actually want to do. And once someone steps and does something like this, go ahead.
Like how slippery the slope is going is.
Yeah. And this also means the more the struggle, more of a struggle.
It's like we're going backwards over here.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
I would think that people would want to have the time and go, is this okay? Or isn't this okay? Not be so blissfully unaware of what could actually be going on and how people are affected. Because I would think more and more people who are willing to say that they may not like something, the more and more people are willing to take in what's going on, too. Take in everything, being able to just have that ability and just be able to enjoy their day and enjoy their life.
But like, oh, I'm better than you. Like, it gets spat on.
No, it isn't. And the more people make, more people want to not, more agencies see people who have different abilities as not good or as something other than what it actually is. That's where it becomes a problem. And it's not, and it's actually a situation where how could one actually enjoy themselves or enjoy their life without feeling
like left out.
Mm-hmm. And that's where that's where people and organizations should realize you're providing a service. You're doing something for someone else. I don't think this is the way to go. And that's what matters, the thought behind it. And I would hope that this person's able to not only able to get the services, but being able to just have that ability to succeed, to be happy. Because the more more people make an assumption of or deem people to hinder him from getting services when he did the right thing. I think there's a problem with the government. I think the government in Australia should be more aware of what different abilities look like of all kinds.
Physical ones.
Yeah. And this person has. Clearly, if this person got upset, it's not just for any old. It's not just for because he was denied services. There's a lot more that should be thought about, especially when there's agencies meant to help people, not hinder people. And on that note, we will be back on the 8th with a whole new episode, and definitely tune into our encore on Wednesday. And if you're in New York City, check out Real Abilities. On that note, bye.
Have a good one.